Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term medical plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey everybody, I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Penn Holderness. You found the Holderness Family Podcast. Good for you.
What was that?
Something new every time.
Just quick housekeeping. This is the shameless plug portion of the podcast. The weather's finally started to dip below the surface of the sun.
Just a little bit.
And we have this lightweight pickleball crew neck, and it's available on our shop, theholdernessfamilyshop.com. It's like this really pretty heather gray and has in green like pickleball, y'all. It's super cute.
Can you explain? So crew neck, and this is something new for me, it's not really a regular long sleeve shirt. It's not a sweatshirt. It's like a tweener.
Well, crew neck, right? Is just the style of the actual neck.
Right.
So it could be anything you want.
Yeah. But so, what we have done.
No,
it's like
we've not invented this, honey. And crew neck is not the weight of the material. It's just the style. It's not a hoodie.
But
not a V-neck. It's a crew neck.
I'm letting people know the weight of our material.
But that is different than the actual cut of the neck.
I know that. I just want to describe it to people so they know what they're getting.
My favorite thing is when Penn, bless his heart,
something.
Will say like, and he was so cute. After Christmas, I got him all these like new kind of athleisure, this brand called Viori. And he was like, oh my God, this is amazing. And he texted all of his friends and they're like, oh God, Penn. Yeah, this has been around for a really long time. And it's in fact, the shop opened, the headquarters are down the street from her. Anyway.
So you're telling me
he pretends that we invented things. It's a lightweight, like terry type of material.
That's all I wanted you to say.
Yeah.
Like that's because I don't know anything between a long sleeve t-shirt and a long sleeve sweatshirt.
Got it. So it's in the middle.
We invented this thing in the middle. It's quite lovely.
Anyway, you guys, friends, I'm so happy you're here. I have been lately, and I don't know why this is, but I have been... My anxiety has just been peaking lately. I don't know if it's just getting to know like the new fall schedule and kids, you know, we're taking them from here to there and we're going to have a lot of fun travel coming up. But I wanted, instead of doing a deep dive into my mental health crisis, okay. I wanted to ignore the problem.
Wait.
And I wanted to do something really fun today.
Okay.
Because that would help me.
Okay. So we're not going to talk about that.
So I think sometimes when we do these podcasts, I'm like, ooh, why am I feeling so anxious? Let's call somebody. Let's interview somebody. But I just feel like I want to ignore it right now and not feel my feelings. So it's got us thinking.
What if we, instead of that, instead of called it pushing it away, we acknowledge that sometimes taking a break from a crazy schedule and a job and all those things can be helpful for your anxiety, right?
Absolutely. Okay. And I don't do a great job sitting and just talking about, I will sit there and talk of and feel my feelings on certain topics, but just like, let's talk about why you're feeling anxious. Like that doesn't help me.
Yeah. Actually. Well, I don't need to do that.
Yeah. That doesn't actually make things worse.
It triggers your anxiety, especially if someone else is talking about
when
it.
When you talk, I love right. you, but I start hearing other people talk about it, I was like, yeah. Anyway, so at the time of this recording, NSYNC made an appearance at the VMA Awards. Stick with me here.
They didn't sing.
They did not sing. They just all appeared in their splendor. And it just made, you know, I didn't even watch it live because I'm not that cool to watch it live. I just saw the TikToks and on Instagram. And it just made me so happy to see them all together. And I'm like, gosh, they should come back. They should just come back for a tour or something like that. That would just make me happy. So we decided today to make lists. And Penn and I, we don't know each other lists. Five things that we wish could come back. And then five things we think should go away. And yes. By the way, I only have three things that should go away, but I'll come up with two more.
Okay, yeah, I'm sure you will. Goes. By the way, I'm looking at NSYNC right now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, my question is, who's keeping it tightest? And I got to go with Lance Bass.
Oh, Lance Bass, 10 out of 10. And his TikToks are chef's kiss.
Yeah, I mean, Timberlake looks like he normally looks. Lance Bass looks better than he did when he was in NSYNC.
Yeah, he's done great.
Everyone looks fine, but this is the first time I've seen the picture. And that's my little two cents. I'm not sure.
And they presented Taylor Swift with an award. And I think it's funny, before we get started on our list, you had a really funny conversation with a dad yesterday at a sporting event about this dad. He only has sons, but he really, really is so into Taylor Swift. And he just wanted to find another dad that was into Taylor Swift. Yeah. And he just couldn't wait to talk to you.
Well, two major Taylor Swift events happened to me this past week. Number one was my buddy. I won't say his name, but he shouldn't be ashamed of himself.
No.
He was like, hey, love your videos. Like, if you should do a Taylor Swift parody. I'm like, you know, I've done a couple. He's like, yeah, man, I really like Taylor Swift. And I was like, yeah, I do too. He's like, you know what? Are we in a safe spot here? He like looked around. I'm like, you're in a totally safe spot. He goes, Taylor Swift is my favorite musician.
Aww.
And I'm like, yeah, man, go with it. He's like, yeah, I mean, there's.
But he felt embarrassed to say
it. Yeah, and then he looked around. He's like, I hope that, can you imagine if some like moms heard us? I'm like, the moms would be psyched.
Yes.
I'm like, listen, dude, we're in an age now, particularly after all of us dads, and a lot of dads like took their daughters to go see. Yeah. Her on tour. He's like, I wish I had a daughter, man. Can't really take my boys to Taylor Swift. I'm like, take your wife.
And take your boys.
Or take your boys.
By the way, take your boys.
Yeah.
Take your boys.
And then he's like, what's your favorite song? So we just sat there and talked about at a boys soccer game, talked about Taylor Swift. And so that was number one. Number two, I went with some buddies to New York this weekend, and we went to like a trendy club, which I hadn't gone to in a while. Last time I was living in New York and you and I went there, it was like Kanye and the Killers.
We're always
blasting, and people would go nuts when those. So I heard some Kanye. People were like, all right, Kanye. You know, you would hear like Post Malone. That's fine. Taylor Swift comes on in a trendy nightclub and the floor gets flooded.
See,
guys and girls alike. Losing their minds. And it's not even a techno version. It's like just Marry Me, Juliet, as it normally is.
So I will say that is that's a spoiler for one of my I wish it would come back. Should we start our list? Five things I think need to come back.
All right, so we're going to the list now.
Yes.
Got it.
My number five.
Yep.
A good Thursday night TV lineup. Stick with me. By the way, when Thursday nights were so good, I was...
You're talking NBC.
Yeah. I was on the dance team at the University of Florida. I was never really present for all of it in its entirety, but like a good lineup that got everybody around the TV. Right now, everybody watches so many different shows over so many different streaming services. There isn't that camaraderie about like everybody watched Friends.
Yeah.
Everybody watched Seinfeld.
I don't think it's happened since like Sopranos and Game of Thrones.
Right.
Like it's been, and that's not even public TV.
But that's like, yeah. TV, so I miss a good TV lineup.
Yeah.
Just regular broadcast TV that everybody's watching.
If I may be specific, the time that you were in Florida, that was the time I was in Grand Junction getting my first job. And that lineup, I'll play it back for you, included Friends, Seinfeld, and Frasier. Within like 90 minutes of each other. And then they would put some crap show in at 8:30 mm-hmm. in between Friends and Seinfeld to try to like pump it up, but it never really worked. Mm-hmm. So that was my favorite one. There was also the one centered around Cosby Show about 10 years before.
Right.
But for me, I'm with you. The Friends, Seinfeld, Frasier one was unstoppable.
Right. And so our practice was always from 7 to 9.
Yep.
And so I would sort of miss it, but everybody would be in somebody's dorm room or in our apartment. So I come into the tail end of that and get to hang out with people.
Oh my gosh. We did something called Rich Man, Poor Man. This was my brokest time. I was living in Grand Junction making $13,000 a year. We called it Rich Man, Poor Man because we'd go to this place in Grand Junction called DiOrio's and we would get two slices of pizza. And then the rich man, get this, the rich man was us getting a smoothie for $5. That was like more expensive than the pizza.
Okay. What's your number five?
Whatchamacallit?
The candy bars?
Yes.
They still have those.
You can't find them anywhere. They were super popular in the 80s. I briefly broke up with them because they added caramel to whatchamacallit. Mm. And then they took it back out. But I actually did some research on this. Hershey does not promote it nearly as much as their other candies. It's not part of their like Halloween fun pack. It doesn't come in with all that other stuff when you go trick-or-treating. Yeah. You don't see it on grocery store shelves. You have to like basically special order it to get it.
You just special, so they don't have it. Like if I went to the bottom shelf of a gas station candy aisle.
Go look.
Okay.
I still look. That was my favorite candy bar and it just kind of disappeared.
I really enjoyed it too. Hey, if you guys out in the wild ever find a whatchamacallit, will you take a picture and send it to us?
Please. Yeah.
Aw. Yeah. Maybe your birthday is coming up. Maybe
just going to give me a whatchamacallit?
Maybe I'll make you a whatchamacallit cake.
I also read that they did some heavy cost cutting in the 90s and got rid of the real cocoa butter and switched it to like tri-polychlorate flassaflaffum.
That explains why it tastes so good.
I know. That may be part of it. So, okay. Got it. Okay. So we've got my five is whatchamacallit.
Okay. My number four is more just being silly, but things I wish would come back. My metabolism. No, listen, I do a good job. I exercise, I eat well. I should probably, for sometimes during this really stressful season of life, it's tough for me to like prioritize, you know, gym time and eating well, but I'm still doing it just because that's the habit and that's just kind of what I'm programmed to do. But I definitely have to, it takes me longer to recover from a hard workout. It takes me longer to recover from a long weekend. It just takes me longer. So I do wish my metabolism would come back in style.
There are those who probably have slower metabolism than you and those who probably have faster metabolism than you. But for you, it's you just know your own body, right? Like it's...
Right. Yeah. Anyway, so that was, just being silly.
Well, I'm sorry. And I know... That's not all about how you look. That's about like how long it takes to get stuff. Like like when you drink something, if you have like a couple glasses of wine, does your metabolism help your hangover too? Because if so, my metabolism sucks compared to how it used to.
Well, I just don't drink a couple glasses of wine anymore.
You know what I mean though? Like you just, like the recovery takes longer. I imagine.
Right. Which is why I don't really drink
neither of us
that much anymore. Yeah. But I mean, I'll have a glass of wine here and there occasionally, but it is... I'm just talking about, I didn't get good sleep two nights ago.
Yeah.
And then I was so tired that last night, because you know when a baby gets overtired and they can't sleep. It was this snowball effect of being so overtired, I couldn't sleep last night. And we have a lot going on. And so just the stress of that. That's what it was. Okay. Yours.
Number four for me, regular water skiing.
What do you mean?
I go on boats with people and they're like, we're going to flood the back of our boat with water so that the waves are so big that you can surf without a rope, bruh. And then you're like, well, I don't really want to do that. Well, then do you just want a wakeboard, bruh, with a rope? Or do you want a scurf? Or do you want to like, I don't know, you want to like barefoot or just, maybe I'll just drag you on the rope? Or maybe there's something where, I don't know.
And so there's a lot of options that aren't water skiing.
When I grew up, you had two skis and you could drop one and then they'd throw the life jacket where your ski fell so you could go back and find it. And then you slalom skied. And it was a better, way better workout, by the way. Just backs, lats, and legs.
Well, here's the thing. I have water skied before. When you fall, it
hurts like hell.
Flipping hurts.
Yeah.
Whereas the wake surfing,
it's a gentle fall.
When you fall, it's like, oh, that was cozy.
Oh, I just feel like we're just dumping gas into the lake when we're doing it. And I also...
How is it? Okay.
This is me. Miss... And every time I go on a boat with someone, I'm like, do you guys have a slalom ski? They're like, I'm sure it's like buried underneath like all of my wakeboards, bro.
They're...
So,
yeah. Okay, that's a
good miss
one.
I miss regular water skiing. It's not cool anymore. Like, I'm saying they'd bring back. So if you go on a boat with someone, it's not cool for anyone to say, like, let's go slalom skiing. They're like, I got four different types of surfboards, bruh.
Yeah.
Like, that's the sense. And then, and I got the big arch of speakers, bruh, that, like, so you can listen really loud to country music and do a TikTok while you're skiing. I'm like, I don't want to do a TikTok. I just want to get out there. Like, honestly, anytime I'm out there with a teenager, they're like, play this music, and then mom, get your phone out so they can do a TikTok dance.
Well, they look so cute doing it.
I know that.
You just want...
I want them to bring back water skiing.
Such a grumpy old man.
I miss water skiing.
Okay. I think that's a really good one.
Okay. We will be right back. Don't go anywhere.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
My number three, walking around the mall on a Friday night and seeing all your friends.
Oh!
So
you're doing a lot of, and I've got a couple of these too. You're doing a lot that like involve more social interaction.
Yes, yeah. Mine is more lifestyle, I would say.
Is there a video game arcade, maybe?
It's so funny. I went home to visit my grandmother a couple weeks ago, and I missed a turn going back to my hotel, and I had to turn around in the parking lot of the mall where we used to go walking around, and now it's just a mattress superstore and a Spirit Halloween and Office Space. I mean, it is a ghost town.
Right.
It is really, it's not what it used to be.
Malls have had a rough go at it.
Malls have had a rough go, but I do miss, first of all, if I can be honest, there is a safety thing now going into a mall, and I'm always looking for an exit and things like that. So there's that part of it too. But you get dropped off on a Friday night by your parents, and you have no cell phone with you, right? And so you think that different groups of people are going to be there, and you were literally just doing laps, right? And it's the surprise and delight of running into people, because you can't text them and say, hey, meet me by the Orange Julius, right? You just have to sort of run into people and just make discoveries. And then you call your mom, collect on a payphone, and say, like, will you accept charges? And I'm like, I'm ready to come pick me up. And then you hang up, and then that's when she knows.
Oh, yeah. We did a bit of that in one of our videos. Like, would you accept charges from back of the Burger King parking lot?
Yeah.
Like, that's who's back of the Burger King parking lot. That's your name now. Yeah.
So I miss the, and I feel like making plans with our friends right now is very hard because everybody has such busy schedules. But if there was just the assumption we were going to be at a place, you know, and we were going to walk around, end up in an arcade, go to a shop.
Maybe like take your girlfriend or boyfriend to like the Sears, and you can like lay down on the mattress and snuggle a little bit.
We never did that.
No.
Did you do that?
I never made out or anything, but like you would lay down and be like, oh, I'm like laying next to my girlfriend on a mattress. Yeah. But nothing else. Like, you're just lying there. It was her idea. I was like, what's going on? Why are we going here? She goes, let's just lay down here. And then nothing really happened.
Really? Okay, you were in public.
I know, that's learning. why nothing really happened.
I'm learning some. How old were you?
I was in seventh grade. What? This was like a fake girlfriend. Like, I don't think we may have never even kissed. Like, there's like, it was like that sort of situation.
How old were you in your first kiss?
I did one when I was in sixth grade.
I did one. What is it? What do you like?
I'd like the planetarium, or as they say in South Park, the planetarium. And it was so bad that the girl cried.
What do you mean?
I think I was just like very, very lippy? Puckered up and lippy and probably suctiony. I don't know. Whatever it was, she cried afterwards.
She cried because it was a bad experience?
Yes. She told her friend, and I was like, oh, wow, I'm a terrible kisser. I had no practice. And so then like I just sat out for a year. I didn't kiss in seventh grade. And then I had a good one in eighth grade.
Okay, did you practice on your arm, like getting ready
totally.
For that?
My forearm? Are you kidding me? That's, yeah. It's gotten a little hairier now, so I can't really do that so much anymore.
Oh, my God.
But like, I was embarrassed that no one taught me how to kiss. And I'm like, shoot, we're going to kiss now.
It is not something you teach a kid. Yeah. You just sort of...
Gotta have practice.
Gotta have... So you...
Well, it's also not gotta have practice.
You're a very good kisser.
I am a very good kisser. I'm not going to lie to you. But I did not start out as one.
Because you practiced? Is that why you're such a good kisser?
I think because I'm... After that first experience, I want to be a really good kisser for the other person.
Aww.
So I'm a very generous kisser.
Me.
I don't know.
TMI. Okay, what's your number three?
So my number three was, I'll stick with my number three. My number two is kind of like your number three, but my number three is suits. Not the show.
Oh.
But just people aren't wearing suits as much anymore.
I think they are, honey. I think a lot of people wear suits.
Hang on.
You just don't go to places where suits are.
False. I've when I go to church, there's like a lot more kind of got a lot more of the blazer and khaki situation going on.
Okay.
When you go to New York, it is much more casual now. If you walk down the street, there is a lot more blazer and khakis, or just straight up khakis and quarter
jeans.
Zip. There's so much quarter zip going on.
A lot of quarter zip.
A lot of quarter zip, a lot of vest going on, a lot of not suits.
Got it.
So back in the day, you would have like five suits because you'd wear one every day of the week because there's so many suits. And I like suits.
You look really handsome in a suit.
I know.
But where would you wear?
Like, the only time I wear them now are funerals.
I was going to say your dad's funerals last one.
And weddings. Like, that's it. And I have great suits. So I miss my suits, and I wish... I do think that they're going away. There's fewer suits being worn.
I think there's been a trend to the more casual since the pandemic.
Yep.
Which I don't mind, but I do miss when...
I'm going against the grain on this one. I miss suits. I know a lot of people
don't have to wear them.
No,
I think you look very handsome in a suit, but I think that, we'll try to go see Broadway shows as if we're in New York, and people used to get dressed up for those. I'm talking like 90s, 2000s. And I do love that it's accessible for everyone. Broadway is so expensive.
Yeah.
So to go to the theater and come as you are, I do love that there's that welcoming vibe, but we used to dress up a little bit more
We used to dress up on airplanes, suits.
Not
people used to wear suits on airplanes, and they'd have little curtains on the windows.
Well, that's when they used to like feed you and give you leg room. Now they put you in a folding chair.
I'm not gonna
dress up if you're putting me in a folding chair. Okay,
so suits is number three for me. What's your two?
Number two. And this actually is coming back, but I've said this, if you're a listener to this podcast, I've said this before, a perm. I want a perm. So perms are coming back for not the group you would think. Perms are coming back for teenaged boys. Because you know how, I forget what they call it. What does Lola call the cauliflower cut? Like all the boys that have the cauliflower hair right now?
I think it's just the cauliflower cut.
Well, right now the trend is to have, and so if you have straight hair, to achieve this big, it's a really big...
Bushy.
Right. And I'm not going to knock it because they look adorable. And I will never knock a trend because your girl had some bad hair trends. I have friends whose sons literally have learned how to... They wash their hair in the morning and they blow out. Like they have like a round brush and they're doing a round brush blowout on their hair if they have straight hair.
Yep.
And so now those boys with straight hair are getting legit perms.
Right.
And... so that they can properly complete that like kind of poofy do. I think as a woman with really straight hair, like myself,
right,
having just a big, like a body wave is what they used to call, because they put on not a spiral one, but like a bigger roller.
Okay.
I want a perm.
Oh, okay. Now, you know that I think that you look great in a burlap sack.
That's why I love you.
I think that you're beautiful no matter what your situation is. And I'm just double checking here. You think that you're going to look good with a perm.
You are thinking of the kind of poodle, like spiral.
Aunt Carol is what I'm thinking of.
No, okay. I'm thinking more just big loose curls. Because my hair doesn't, even when I tried to get the spiral cut, it never held the spiral.
Can you get that? Because a perm to me is a little, like you look like a
poodle.
Get
a bigger roller.
Okay.
And then it'll gradually, it's a lot of chemicals, it'll fall out.
Okay.
But I do know that this sweet woman who I am obsessed with, who does my hair, she's actually my therapist anytime I go there.
Yeah.
If I asked her for a perm, she may fire me as a client. So I don't think I'm allowed. Because I also color my hair.
Right.
So there's only so much you can damage your hair. And right now I think I'm at peak damage.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm glad it's not the little tiny perms that I'm thinking of that make you look like a standard poodle.
Yeah.
But
a perm.
My mom got a lot of those. Yep. She's big on the perms.
Yep.
Okay, number two for me, this is going to take some explaining. Blockbuster Video.
That's sort of like walking around the mall on a Friday night.
Yeah.
So tell me why you think that's going to a source to pick out your programming.
Okay, first of all, just a caveat. I do not want the late fees and the rewind charges. Mm-hmm. But everything else. So for me, I was just thinking about it. Like, I can watch anything I want to whenever I want to.
Right.
We have all the streaming services. If there's like a movie coming out, it's click ready. And honestly, after about 15 seconds, I'm like, well, I've already seen this. Where's my phone?
Right.
Because it's just so, there's nothing exciting about it anymore. There's no victory to finding anything.
Yeah.
Like I could have watched Barbie last night and Barbie was in theaters like 20 minutes ago.
Right.
You can do anything you want to at home. I remember going to Blockbuster and the like thrill of finding the last one on the new release wall. There were like 80 new releases and there was one left and I found it. Or I was like hanging out by the checkout line and waiting for them to take the returns.
The returns.
Back out.
Yes.
And like stealing it off of the thing before. And so there was a little bit of gamesmanship to it and to like come home and say, you guys, I got Jedi. Like,
I will say... Then,
I got Men in Black. That was a big one. Like, if you got Men in Black.
Oh, done.
Yeah.
But I will say that, and you were more invested in watching it because now we'll, as a family of four, we sort of agree on the show or the movie we're going to watch.
No, this is the show. You're going to watch it. I drove all the way there. We're not going to sit around and like argue and change our mind. This is the movie. You're lucky to have this.
Yes. And I think I get very overwhelmed by too many choices, which is why if I'm home alone, which is very, very, very rare, I don't turn on the TV because there's just too many options. And I think that's why I miss a Thursday night lineup. I like to be, and even Lola and I were talking about it. We have satellite, we have Sirius XM in my car, and sometimes she'll just turn on the radio because I'll say, oh, you pick something. She goes, I like it when the radio picks for me. You know, like I just want.
She wants to be pleasantly surprised by what just popped up. It's totally understandable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's why I think sometimes for me, too many choices is overwhelming. Okay.
So that's another good reason. So too many choices. You get excited when you get it off the bend. Also, you meet people and they give you suggestions, right? Mm-hmm. Like you get to, there was always one really cool kind of, maybe a little bit of pimply, but like one cool teenager was like, yeah, you know, this one, if you think this is good, this one is really, really good. And you would find like your guy who lined up with you on suggestions. And then you would go to the store and find him. And then you'd get these like diamonds in the rough that were sitting over there. And you know what? Maybe it is. Maybe someone needs to invent a Blockbuster on like Oculus just so I can have the experience.
Oh my gosh.
You know what I mean? Like you just walk in and then you talk to the guy and you find something on the wall and literally you like follow the rules because if it's out, you can't watch it and you got to find something else.
Also, I will add something else. We both read the book, The Comfort Crisis, at the beginning of the year. And I think about it a lot because we are so comfortable.
Yeah.
And every choice we make is so, it's so easy and so comfortable. So getting a little uncomfortable and having to leave the house and having to, I think, makes you appreciate it more.
By the way, you can also buy candy at Blockbuster.
Oh, I know.
Remember that?
It was really expensive, but it was like movie theater sized. Yeah.
That was a smart move by them.
Good move by them. So shocked they went out of business.
All right, big drum roll, Max. Number one, top things that Kim wishes they would bring back.
going out dancing.
Oh, yeah.
And you were saying you were in a trendy nightclub, but when we lived in New York City, we would go to clubs and they were dance clubs for more or less. And I'm sure, by the way, I'm sure they still exist, but here in Raleigh, at least, there was one, there was like a 90s bar.
Coughlin's.
And they played 90s music. And by the way,
80s and 90s.
80s and 90s. Yeah. The 90s had the best music. And I can say this as a Gen Xer. But you know, because that was like my high school, college years. So to me, I have some arrested development. I think they had the best dance music. 90s had the best dance music.
So here's the thing. That's true for me. For you, you can still dance to the stuff that they put out on the radio right now because your body
But it's like that just kind of like boppy dance. It's like that.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, your body's able to adjust across different genres, I guess I'm saying.
Yes.
My body does 90s.
You got 90s.
I got 90s and I got a little bit of 80s if you want me to break dance. I got 90s and 80s and my development as a dancer has
stopped.
Completely stagnated from any other.
Because when you were saying that, you know, Taylor Swift played at the club and everybody came out to the dance floor, to dance to Taylor Swift, you're just doing like that, like jumping up and down, side to side, bop your head. That to me is not dancing.
Right.
That is like enjoying the music, jumping up and down, screaming at the top of your lungs.
You would like maybe some windows.
Potentially
some walls
and
like that kind of music,
right?
And then other things,
and you know, some Salt and Pepper,
yeah.
Some, I mean,
that's 80s Salt and Pepper,
yeah, that's true.
Some Salt and Pepper. I think Missy you're 80s Elliot, and 90s, you're like me, 80s and
well, yeah, I think though, but just 90s rap,
yeah.
And I just think so in Florida, you know, and maybe it was because it was West Palm where one of my job was, I think Orlando, the bars closed at 2. But West Palm was like 4. New York was 4. And that's why I, you know, you'd have a couple drinks. You couldn't afford to buy a lot of them, but you'd get people to buy drinks for you. And I never felt hungover or anything because you just danced for 6 hours. And I was in the best shape. It was amazing.
Yeah, you sweat everything off, that whatever it was that you had to eat for that dinner, you know, for dinner, whatever cocktails you had, they were gone. They were like out of your system by the time you got home.
Yeah. Anyway, so I feel like if we could have, so Coughlin's in Raleigh, I think it closed during the pandemic. But again, we don't actually leave the house. So maybe there is widespread dance clubs happening, but just like a good dance floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. Love it. Okay.
Okay.
My number one, you can put a drum roll. It's not that exciting. Firefly.
Firefly.
Yeah.
The TV show?
Yeah. Firefly.
Do you want to explain? I never watched it.
It's a sci-fi TV show with Nathan Fillion, and it was on the Sci-Fi Channel, so they had no budget. And they ended up doing 11 episodes and then a full-length movie at the end called Serenity. It is the best. I mean, you know I'm a sci-fi guy. It's the best sci-fi show ever made, and they only did one season. You know I have a t-shirt that says Bring Back Firefly on
you
it
do.
That I walk around with.
Okay.
It's. I didn't say this was going to be even remotely relatable, but this is my personal list.
No, this is your personal list.
And I it might be too late. Like, I think the actors are getting older, but Kim, you're a Suits fan.
Yes.
The Jessica Pearson.
Yes.
Has a major role in Firefly. It was like her breakout role.
Oh, amazing.
So if it weren't for Firefly, we would not have had Jessica Pearson. Maybe that'll make you feel better.
Thank goodness for Firefly.
Well, okay. Cool. That was a fun list, honey.
Okay. Now
we can go faster over the next one.
Well, and I only have 3, but maybe I'll come up with more.
Okay. So this is top 5 things I wish they hadn't brought back. I'll do 5 and 4 and then 3, and then you can get to yours.
Okay.
Okay. Number 5, I wish they hadn't brought back Night Court. Oh my gosh.
Did they bring it back?
Yes.
When?
Like 6 months ago.
Really?
Yeah, it's bad.
Oh,
okay.
I'm sorry.
Number 4, I don't know if Kim's going to agree with me. Flannel.
Yay!
What do you have against flannel?
I don't think it looks great. It's always baggy. It's way too warm for me. And
I don't know if flannel ever went away.
Like
the 90s, are you talking about like the Nirvana 90s grunge flannel?
Yeah, I enjoyed
look?
It then. And then I thought, I'm like, we're done. Let's go. Like, I don't think I look good in flannel. It's always got some red in it. Anyway, okay. Number 3, 80s and 90s neon print ill-fitting button-down tops. It's back. Like there's like the new, like we went to Urban Outfitters because we're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the shirts look like something out of the 80s and 90s thrift shop.
Yeah, like the fluorescent kind of highlighter color.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't. Fair? I don't need those.
Okay.
I'm sure people look good on them, but I'm just imagining anytime I see one, like, oh, you'd look much better in like a form-fitting shirt.
Okay, mine are a little out of over the place.
Okay.
I'm gonna do my number three. Is low-rise jeans. I'll stay in the style. I think I'm fine with the wide leg. I love the super comfy oversized jeans, but the go super low-rised, let's skip that. Yeah.
Okay. My number two is the sunglasses that now that look like ski goggles. Humongous ones. Like they have mirrors on them and they're blue tinted and they take up your entire face. And someone wore those in like, I don't know, 1990. At like a Miami Subs or something, or with like a weird tank top t-shirt, and now people are wearing them on the street, and I almost like laugh when I see them. Aww, but I guess they're cool again.
I kind of like those.
You would like to see me walking around in those?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I'm a little more forgiving with fashion trends because I feel as if it's a way of expression. Because right now, and this might be over your head, all of those there is this trend of these big. Black, they're kind of blocked heeled Steve Madden slides that every girl had in the early 2000s, and now they are 100% back, and it's so funny.
So I understand you like appreciating expression and being individual and having fashion, but are they really doing any work, people who are doing fashion right now?
It is a mystery to me how that happens, because you really just kind of
you recycle.
You save the files and you copy paste and then just update a little bit.
Someone's in an office like, what was my mother doing this time?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, and then you like go through their closets and that's cool again.
Okay. My number two and one are sort of conjoined.
Use them both.
Okay. Hear me out. This is why a podcast is good, because there's room for a little nuance. I don't think we're supposed to know everything. I love the internet and the access to information at all times, but nothing that was brought back. This is just something I wish could kind of go away, which is what I titled it, Things I Wish Would Go Away. There are so many things that I know right now, whether it's, day-to-day happenings of my my kids' school. You know, I get class by class, like I need to unsubscribe, like alerts for things. I think I get news alerts for things happening across the world that just really, I come from a place of privilege, right? That I'm saying this, but just, I know too much and I need to, I wish there was a way to filter it. So when I read a newspaper and I worked in the news business and I watched the news and there was like the right amount of knowledge, right? And I read Time and Newsweek, I read the newspaper and I watched the news, and that was like the level of understanding. I do appreciate how I can deep dive into something. But right now I know so much about everything that it's overwhelming.
So what would you like to go away?
You know, Penn, my anxiety. Because I think that it's such a privileged spot to come from, be like, oh, I just know too much. But I feel as if I don't need to know that maybe in Mexico they're just putting aliens, they have alien corpses on display that maybe had eggs in their bellies. Like, I know these things. And I'm like, well, crap. Like, I don't think I should know that.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah.
You know that they used to have, like, they would put an alien, they would say there's an alien in a tube in a circus, and it would always be like a cow fetus. Like it could just be some animal.
Correct.
That lived here.
And okay. So that's a really not a good, but my number one flies into this, and this is where I might get in trouble.
You and I might have the same number one.
I miss.
Oh, you miss.
Okay.
This is supposed to be things that you wish they hadn't brought back.
Okay, so, okay. How do I frame this? Things I titled this Things I Wish Would Go Away.
Okay, that's fine.
Things I wanted to go away.
That's fine. It's close enough.
I miss not caring about what your political party was.
So you wish political attaching your emotions to politics would go away.
Right.
Okay.
I had roommates. I had best friends. I had coworkers for years and years and years who I loved and adored. And we all voted. We all talked about things. Mm-hmm. And then I can't tell you at the time if they voted for somebody else. I just wish right now
you're attaching friendship to politics.
Right.
Got it. So you
and people have done that to me too.
Yes. You would
we're both doing it.
You would
sides.
Like attaching friendship to politics to go away.
Right.
Okay.
Because even like we had a situation, and even my parents, they're no longer married, but this is not why they got divorced. They were on opposite sides of the political spectrum, and that's not why they got a divorce. Right. I mean, they sort of laughed and would go to the ballot box and cancel each other out proudly. And it was just like, but now it is so, we have had people in our lives cut us out of their lives because of our feelings. And so I just wish that we could get, and that again, that's from a point of privilege, right? That I to not know is to be very privileged. So, but I do miss it just being a thing, because these are all government employees, guys. They're mm-hmm. all government employees.
Yep.
You're voting for a government employee. So, yeah, that's what I kind of wish that would go away.
Okay.
Did that make any sense to you?
Yes. It just took a little unpacking, but yes,
it did.
I understand. And I've experienced this next to you. I don't experience it as much as you do. Sometimes I just think there are, tell me if I'm wrong about this. Is this a gender thing?
No.
So it's just, maybe it's just me and my type of friendships and relationships that I have. With my guy friends versus
I think
we can have open conversations, get like honestly like hockey fight upset with each other and then be friends the next day.
Yes, that's probably more for you specifically.
I gotcha.
Because I know you stand up for what you believe in, and I know you don't
100%.
Let people. You don't hang out with people that would. You don't hang out with racist people or people that would not be inclusive.
And if they do, I'm not going to tolerate it.
Right, right.
That's true.
So, yeah, but I think that's more personal. I would imagine that there are some men out there that would, but I do take things pretty personally. Yeah. So,
well, my number one thing I wish they hadn't brought back is not going to be all, maybe not even as jolly. You know what? I'll say it in like a game show host way. Ready? Okay. My number one thing I wish they hadn't brought back, openly proud white supremacist groups.
Oh my gosh, yes. Did you see in Florida that they had these idiots with swastikas on the Altamont Springs Bridge, which you used to live by?
It's a lovely bridge.
And they... And
yes.
They didn't... Nobody denounced
it. No one said anything. No one said anything. You guys...
Oh my gosh.
So
this
here's...
This is the number one thing that should not be...
that I wish they hadn't brought back. Because it was there, then it went away, and now they're bringing it back. So, listen, the reason I live in North Carolina is because my father allowed people of any color, creed, or type to be in his church in 1973 in Mobile, Alabama, which was a stretch for people in Mobile, Alabama back then. And so the Klan came by our house and burned a cross in our front yard.
And didn't they throw a rock?
Threw a brick. And through a window. Mm-hmm. And for my mother, that was enough.
Yeah.
She was ready to go. And so they relocated to North Carolina, where my father continued to have that voice and slowly made a ton of success in that way, to the point that, you know, the Klan didn't really say a lot or do a lot or
well,
do anything
he had
at
more
all.
Protection in Durham, North Carolina.
And they probably were still around, but it wasn't like a thing that you could just go out and do.
Right.
I think they brought. Somehow back? What the
our
frick?
Friend Melanie would say they were always there.
Like I said, they were always there. My thing is the openly proud. Like yeah, it's
they were always there. Yeah. They were just never felt safe enough to do what they
yeah.
Like without masks on and not trying to hide their identity. They're
yeah.
just holding a
just they're out in the bridge.
Oh,
and there they are. So anyway,
you and I have been so busy. We haven't had a chance to talk about that because we lived in Central Florida and passed that bridge every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I see those things, and that's one of those where I say I know too many things. That's one of those things where I'm glad I know it exists. I'm glad I know that because you need to be kind of, you need to brace yourself for it.
Yeah.
But when you see such a familiar space.
Yeah.
And then you see the lack of reaction from people. It is shocking.
Notice that I didn't say they brought back racism. Racism's always been there. White supremacy has always been there. It just, something is going on in our world right now where I'm seeing it out in the open. It doesn't feel like progress. I guess I'll put it that way.
No. And sorry to laugh about it, but feel like that's a great idea?
Yeah.
You don't need to message me and tell me why you think that's a great idea.
Hang on. What's worse, that there's someone who thinks it's a great idea or the fact that it was successfully executed in a public, like, metropolis area with... Like, that's the part that...
Well, there's a difference between free speech and hate speech, and you can argue that that was hate speech. And I honestly saw it. It was so upsetting to me that I read about three paragraphs of an article, and I could felt my anxiety start to bubble. Yeah. And, like, what am I going to do from my couch in Raleigh? So I sort of scrolled by, and I don't know if that's the best tact. Yeah. But
Did we end on stuff that's, like, too heavy here? Because we were doing well with your anxiety. If you need me to, I have one more top five we can end with.
Okay,
a little more bubbly.
Okay,
are you ready? Okay, it's extra credit, Max. We need some, you know, for each one of these. Okay, top five things I'm glad they brought back.
Okay,
because I've done top five things I wish they'd bring back.
My man loves a list.
I've done top five. Well, I'm practicing for Dale. So my brother and I, when we travel, we run out of things to talk about really quickly, and we do like 1,000 top five lists. He does top 10 lists, and I'm like, let's do top five. So we're going to be doing like top five lists all day tomorrow. Okay. Top five things I'm glad they brought back. Ready? Okay. Number five, swatches.
A swatch watch.
Yeah. I bought one.
Yeah.
Do you know, like, three people asked me about that this weekend? Number four, Mohawks.
Yes, you know,
they're looking good. I like them on girls.
Hey, by the way, more than a mohawk, the mullet. What do you think about the mullet?
Not glad they brought that back. So mohawks.
Lola's school, one of the boys' sports teams decided to bleach the like the party in the back part. Mm-hmm. Even if they had dark hair, they had a bleached mullet.
Yeah,
and I love the commitment. I mean, and I also want to warn them, they're going to look back on these and say, what the heck was I thinking? But I love the commitment of a mullet.
Yeah, I'm not on board with the mullets. Definitely like, but I love the mohawks. I think they look cool on like kids, and they look cool on girls. They look cool, like, they look cool on everybody. So yes. I'm glad they brought those back.
Yeah.
Number three, mm-hmm. Birkenstocks.
I'm wearing them now.
You, I'm wearing I didn't them even now. Notice that until
By
right
the way,
now.
I couldn't afford Birkenstocks.
No, they were really spendy.
They were super spendy.
Are they still spendy?
I got these from Evereve, and I think they were about $80, which was way more than...
They were $80 or $90 in the 90s.
In the 90s.
Which now is
that was
$200.
Not, so I had fake stocks back in the 90s. I had my Walmart version, which were great. But these are great. Yeah, they're not attractive, but that's, I have to say, I love that about my Gen Z and millennial people, that they're going comfort over anything.
That seems to be the case.
I love, there's this whole, you wear sneakers with dresses, things, baggy jeans. They're not this like form fit in the shoes. I'm so for comfort over whatever the perception is of fashion.
We're just going to all end up in muumuus and bedroom slippers.
Bring
pretty
on.
Soon. It's
going to
be like the Idiocracy movie where they're just like neon colored muumuus and 60 ounce sodas.
I am in my Mrs. Roper era. Remember Mrs. Roper
yes,
from
I
Three's
do.
Company?
Yes, I
That's,
do.
I was a baby watching that. But she just had these really long muumuus, and I am here for it.
So when we go on your Eras tour in a little bit,
yes, my Eras,
some fans are going to dress up as the Mrs. Roper Kim.
I will say also, I tried to put on a pair of jeans today, and I quickly changed because I just can't do things that are tight upon my body. And I feel summer I enjoyed myself a lot. And so things are tighter upon my body. And so instead of feeling bad about myself and feeling comfortable, I changed.
What a journey we just went on.
I know. Thank you.
Okay. I'm just going to move on to number two now. You do seem to be like, I think this is working for you.
Yeah.
Right? This is working for you. Number two, Steve Martin and Martin Short.
Give me a break. I couldn't be more excited, I must say.
They've never been out.
Okay. When's the last time you saw Martin Short do something? It's been
he's been around. I can't name it.
Right, you can't because it's been a long time. So they came back and did this show called Only Murders in the Building, which gives me.
Have you guys heard of it? Nobody's ever heard of it. We're the first people to talk.
Well, no, I'm sure that many people have, but the amount of joy that it brings me, I'm sure that some people haven't seen it.
Yeah.
And they're bringing in all these crazy cameos in this season, like Meryl Streep and Matthew Broderick, and just all of these wonderful, wonderful people, Paul Rudd, who are making appearances on this show. And they're still funny, man. They're still so funny. And they've moved from kind of young physical comedy to older, like embracing their seniority funny. And it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I'm glad that they're back and I don't want them ever to leave. And number one, keeping with the rest of this list, is Battlestar Galactica. Because I'm a nerd and it's the best remake they've ever made of a sci-fi show. They've made some really bad ones.
Okay.
And this was a really good one. So that doesn't, I don't know that that helps you at all.
You know what I do want to do though is these shows, the sci-fi shows bring you such joy.
You want to try one?
I do because I want to embrace the things that you embrace and love and bring you joy. Okay. So.
Well, I'll try to find one that's going to line up with your sensibilities. I think it might be Firefly because it's got the girl from Suits, and that's a good gateway for you.
Yes.
By the way, just a quick update. We finally made it through season 7 of Suits, and
haven't finished it.
We finished season 7.
No, we didn't.
We finished season 7. We're starting on season 8.
Or
is there one more?
Yeah, there's one more. Oh, God.
It's starting to feel like pulling teeth a little bit.
It's starting to feel like a homework assignment. Yeah, we just need to get through.
Gotten a little more difficult.
But I need these two different characters to hook up before I can stop watching.
Oh, that's what this is all about.
Yeah, I need to see Harvey and Donna hook up.
Okay. I mean, it's not in real life. You just want to see it in your TV show.
Oh, yeah. In real life, I don't need it. It's fine. Anyway, this was fun, little journey.
Do you feel better?
I do feel better.
Okay, so maybe this is a therapy, and maybe top five is like a good therapy.
Yeah, I think I need to practice being present in my life and focusing on a top five.
It's also, you know what it is? It's a great brain exercise. I bet you just like a crossword puzzle helps with dementia for like, you know, people who are trying to stave that off.
Mm-hmm.
It causes you to access that kind of cold storage, that ROM memory.
Yeah.
There's RAM, which is a memory that's like already out there. But this helps access lots of old memories and it probably reopens a lot of neural pathways. And this is probably a good mental exercise doing a top five because you have to take inventory of your entire life. And then when I do that, I always do that. And I'm like, you know what? I've lived a pretty cool life.
We've lived an amazing
life. I've lived an awesome life. And I come out of it feeling good about myself and life.
I'm so happy you're cheery. I love you. Thank you for listening. I hope you guys, if you're listening, I hope you're having a good day. And I hope you're going to be kind to yourself and maybe do a top five later.
Maybe we'll do more of these. Maybe we'll do a top five and we'll let our lovely listeners give us sort of a, we could let them give us the category and then we can do their top five versus our top five. So we could just turn this into our new thing.
Yeah.
This is all we have to do anymore.
I love this.
No, it's okay. Just top five.
Love you. Bye. Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.